was the first living creature to be sent into space. And Arthur knew that that correct answer is fruit flies. Fruit flies were the first to go into space. Fruit flies have given us so many wonderful scientific innovations. So thanks to fruit flies for that, for paving the way for humans. So listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese, and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. for KAXE's popular green cheese trivia show. I'm not sure who this week's host is, but we have so many great hosts and you will love it. So if you haven't tuned in before, make a note to tune in this Saturday at 7 o'clock. And we received support from Arrow Embroidery on Northwest 5th Street in Grand Rapids, creating custom embroidered and screen printed apparel, hats, and uniforms. More information at arrowembroidery.com. And today, well, right now, I am joined by, this is really, really strange, I'm joined by Andrew Dzingel. I'm usually the one joining Andrew Dzingel on the morning show, so this is kind of weird. We're in the wrong seats.
Yeah, we're in the reversal. We're in the bizarro world.
We're in the upside down.
Goodbye.
Oh my gosh, help. So that song, that last song of the set was by the band Lake, which, by the way, there's more than one band Lake. This is the American
one. I believe
it. There's a German one as well, and I got really confused when I was looking up information about them, because I had never heard about them, and the only reason I know about them it's because I sit by Andrew, and he's always getting records and listening to great music. And this album is Bucolic Gone, and it just came out this year, right, Andrew?
Yep, it came out maybe 3 weeks ago now.
Okay, and so I saw it come in the mail, and I thought it looked really interesting. So I listened to it, and I thought it was great, and so I stole your song suggestion from Headwaters today.
Yeah, if you're a fan of like kind of very chill indie folk type vibes,
yeah,
this new Lake album is for you.
It's really good. Like every song on it is very good. So my question for you is, first of all, how do you have room in your head for all of these, all of this music, like so many people around here, you have this encyclopedic music knowledge that is just enviable.
Well, here's the problem, Heather, is that I may know, maybe remember band names, but I don't remember people I meet names. So that's the trade-off, I guess.
But what if you meet the people in the bands?
Oh, that could be tricky.
It could
I know actors' names too.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I know. It's always interesting because I'm like, you know, the guy with the hair. Cause so we're kind of reversed because I never remember the actors or the musicians. Like, I know what they've been in, but I don't remember their names. And you always do. So we kind of, we work well there. But how do you keep up on all this new music? Because you always have new stuff that you're listening to.
A big part of it is I visit a lot of music websites, and I'm always looking for whatever they're saying is like new songs. They're not necessarily saying it's worth checking out. They're just letting you know there's new songs.
Sure.
And I've made a effort in 2025 to listen to new artists, because I feel like all I've been doing is like I mostly just listen to albums of artists I already know.
Yeah,
their new albums. But this year I'm making more of an effort to try everything, trying to find new stuff. And I have been successful. I make playlists for every season, and winter is over 100 songs.
Whoa.
Usually I average about 25.
That's great. That's really great. It's easy to get stuck in a rut and listen to the same thing.
Yeah, so now I've just been like, I'll just add them to the list, even if I remotely like the song.
That's a good idea. Yeah, absolutely.
And marinate with it.
Well, and sometimes you don't like it, you know, and then it doesn't go on the list.
Yeah, if I don't like it, like later, I'm like, I don't know if I really like the song. Just take it off.
Well, you've been an inspiration to me to get out of a rut and listen to more new music and try to remember names and album dates and things like that. So thank you so much, Andrew. Thanks for joining me in the bizarro world here. And I think I'm going to play some more music.
Hello.
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 that's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read? So ask me, ask me, ask me. Ask me, ask me, ask me. Because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. If it's not love, then it's the bomb, then it's the bomb that will bring us together. So ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, oh.
But I listen to you.
And that was Besties from Black Country New Road with Happy Birthday. Thanks so much for joining me today. This is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music on weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. I'm Heather Johnson, your host for today. Support comes from the New Musical Theater Exchange for the world premiere of a new musical, Water from Snow, April 5th through April 13th at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji, featuring original music and area performers telling a story set in rural Minnesota. Tickets available at Four Pines Bookstore or Eventbrite.com. More information on Facebook. Well, we have a request line coming up at 10:30 in just about 10 minutes today. Today's theme is bugs, so I hope you got your suggestions in. And we are looking at a little bit of live music coming up. Let's take a peek. Friday, March 28th, we have Keith Soaring at Smoke on the Water in Coleraine at 5 p.m. Sawtooth Witch at St. Pegita in Aiken at 6 p.m. Friday, March 28th. And Mary Bew is having an album release party with special guest Galen Lee at Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth at 7:30 p.m. And we received support from the First State Bank of Big Fork with branches in Big Fork, Kelleher, and offering tools for managing money on any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com, member FDIC. A little farther down the line, we have some new music coming to St. Paul. Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory will be at the Palace Theater on May 10th, and they have a new album out, so let's take a little listen to that.
just waiting for a ride. He loves you now. Baby, it's alright. Keep your heart, or at least you try.
You're listening to Headwaters on KAXE. We're your source for great music weekdays from 9 to 11. I'm your host today, Heather Johnson. Thanks so much for joining us. We just heard from Enon with Natural Disasters. I myself am somewhat of a natural disaster. Before that, Rainbow Kitten Surprise with Espionage and Idiot Box from Sharon Van Etten. Support comes from Natural Harvest Food Co-op on Silver Lake in Virginia, offering the Iron Range community local and organic grocery item and daily fresh meal options from their in-house deli, open 8 to 8 on Monday through Friday and 9 to 7 on weekends.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE, KBXE,
Co-op, and on Indeed. And we receive support from KD Floral, located on 4th and Minnesota in downtown Bemidji, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, indoor plants, curated gifts, and space to express your creative side. KDFloral.com on Facebook and Instagram. Well, we have On the River coming up today, 1 to 4 p.m. with Todd and Tiffany. Always, always a great show. But now it's time for Request Line. You can hear it right now at 10:30 this morning and every Monday morning. And we throw out a theme and then you text in your song suggestions for a set of music. Today's theme is bugs. I love bugs. I take pictures of bugs. And this particular request line is dedicated to our phenology coordinator, Charlie Mitchell, who's always there to help me identify cool bugs. So thank you for everyone we heard from. We got so many suggestions about bug songs. So thanks to everyone. I'm just going to cue up this first song and we'll get buggy. We'll be right back.
lonely caterpillar sat and cried to a sympathetic beetle by his side. I've got nobody to hug, I'm such an ugly bug. Then a spider and a dragonfly replied, if you're serious and want to win a bride, come along with us to the glorious annual ugly bug ball. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the ugly bug ball. And a happy time we'll have there, one and all at the ugly bug ball. Their tricky melodies, all the ants were fancy dancing with the fleas. Then up from under the ground the worms came squirming around. Oh, they danced until their legs were nearly lame, for every little crawling creature you can name. For everyone was glad, what a time they had, they were so happy they came. Come on, let's go. The ugly bug ball. Then our caterpillar saw a pretty queen. She was beautiful in yellow, black and green. He said, would you care to dance? Their dancing led to romance. Then she sat upon his caterpillar knees, and he gave his caterpillar queen a squeeze. Soon their honeymoon built a big cocoon, thanks to the ugly bug ball. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the ugly bug ball. And a happy time we'll have there, one and all at the ugly bug ball. Ball, we'll have a ball.
He's crawling up my wall, black and hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread.
Now, Pete, I think most people know that you frequently smash your equipment during your act on stage. Now, have you any idea of the value of the instruments you've broken?
In actual equipment smashed and useless, I would say probably at least 6,000 quid, you know.
Now, why basically do you do this? Is it just to build excitement?
When we first started, we were looking for ideas which were big musically and visually, and eventually we just started to smash it, and it went down so well that we've been doing it ever since.
Walking down to the insect hospital to set the insects free, 'cause we are like literally, literally. Walking down to the insect hospital to set the insects free, 'cause we are like.
Band in the Twin Cities.
Have fun, though. We have fun.
Maybe not the most professional band, but definitely a fun song about bugs. That was Husker Du, straight from Minnesota. I don't remember what year it was, but I think it was the early 80s, probably 82-ish, and Insects Rule the World. Before that, we heard Insect Hospital by They Might Be Giants. Hopefully that's where The Who took Boris the Spider to see if they could revive him. Before that, The Ugly Bug Ball by Freddie and the Dreamers. There's also a great version of it by Burl Ives. And starting off that set was The Bug by Dire Straits. Thanks to everyone who texted in their suggestions, Melissa, Jim, Bonnie, Brenda, Lisa, DJ Ironsides, and everyone who buzzed in with their suggestions. That was Request Line. That happens every Monday at 10:30 right here on Headwaters on KAXE. That song, of course, featured songs about bugs. Remember, wait a couple of weeks to rake in the spring. Lots of beneficial bug friends are chilling in those leaves. So this is Headwaters, your source for great music on KXE weekdays from 9 to 11. I'm Heather Johnson, your host for today. At 1 to 4, we have On the River with Todd and Tiffany. Always a great show with them. And World Cafe is coming up at 11. And at that time, every weekday, today's guest is Tamino. I want to let you know about a couple of birthdays, famous musicians' birthdays, if you'd like to celebrate today. Shannon Corr was born on this day in 1970. She, of course, is from the Corrs, and she was born in County Louth, Ireland. In 1960 on this day, Nina, the German pop singer, was born. You might remember 99 Luftballons. She was born in West Germany at that time. And Steve Lang, the Canadian rock bassist from April Wine, just between you and me, was born in Montreal on this day in 1949 too. So happy birthday to any one of those folks who might be listening today. You never know. We have a few more songs to play, and then World Cafe will be with you at 11. So let's hear a few more songs.
Gone golds dug up and drying on the floor. Little frogs on the front lawn I didn't kill in the mower. Phoebe back to build again above the basement door. Dry owl wings and other things I'm wildly grateful for. September sun and weekday fun and being up when cars aren't cruising. A morning that slowly lifts in the daylight that we're losing. Cause there's more time with the stars that way. I'll hang on conversations between the queen of Ethiopia and some of her relations. All that I love, rain and night, shadows that fall in the backyard, moonlight, whatever it was we heard in the woods. Who doesn't love a mystery? Unexpected lunch dates with my sweetheart in the townships. Hardly even noticing these depressing surroundings. Cause there's more time with his eyes that way. I'm lost in their affection. The warmest brown is eiderdown, his sacred ground to rest in. All that I love, rain and night, shadows that fall in the backyard, moonlight, whatever it was we heard in the woods that we might never see. Well, who doesn't love a mystery? Gone gold stuck up and drying on the floor. Little frogs on the front lawn I didn't kill in the mower. Phoebe back to build again above the basement door. Dry owl wings and other things I'm wildly grateful for.
Making you sing.
You've been listening to Headwaters, which you can hear every weekday morning at 9, coming up next and every weekday at 11 a.m. It's the World Cafe from WXPN, news from NPR at 4, and a second helping of On the River Tonight at 7 p.m. with DJ. The DJ always a great show. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. World Cafe up next with Temino.